Somebody recently asked me a question about eating before tefillah. So that's halacha comes up in Masechet Brachot on Daf Yud Amud Bet. The Gemara asks, what's the meaning of the pasuk lo tochlu al hadam, a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra? You shouldn't eat with the blood. So we darshan it, lo tochlu kodem shitpalu al dimchem, that you shouldn't eat before you pray for your blood or for your lives. And then the Gemara goes on to say that kol ha'ochel v'shotev achar kach mitpalel, anybody who eats and drinks and then davens, alav ha'katuv omer, we can apply to them the pasuk in Sefer Menachim, v'oti hishlachta acharei gavecha, that you've cast me after your backs. And the Gemara darshans it, don't read it gavecha, but ge'echa, after your arrogance. You've been arrogant and haughty by eating first, taking care of yourself, and only after that you've bothered davening. So the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Siman Pei Tetz if Gimel addresses this halacha and says that it's prohibited to eat and drink before tefillah. However, it says to mutalish tot mayim, that you are allowed to drink water, and likewise ochlin umashkin lirfua, if you're having anything to eat or drink for medicinal purposes, then that's also permissible before tefillah. Why is that? Because there's no issue of gaiva there. There's no issue of arrogance or haughtiness. You're not eating because you want to eat. You just fancy something to eat. You're eating for medical purposes. So on this point of it being permitted to drink water, in actual fact, the Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Gimel points out that according to the Rambam, it might be that it's not even permitted to drink water, because the Rambam says that asur lit'om, you're not allowed to taste anything. And we've discussed in other contexts, for example, with Netilat Lulav and with the mitzvah Mikra Megillah, that even te'ima is prohibited before the mitzvah. And te'ima includes, ideally, even having a drink of water. But he points out that most poskim don't hold like the Rambam in that regard. But certainly it would seem that the Rambam does hold that even drinking water is problematic before davening shachrit. Now, the Mishnah Brura and other achronim discuss, what about drinking other beverages? Can you have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee before you daven shachrit? So they both say that, although they all say that you can, that's, again, it's just a drink to wake you up, get you going for the morning. The Mishnah Brura says that it should be without sugar or milk, because it's gaivadik, it's arrogant to pamper yourself in that way by putting milk and sugar into your tea or coffee before davening. He says if you really have to have sugar in your coffee to make it palatable, then don't put the sugar in, but just hold the sugar cube between your teeth so that as the coffee passes through it, it'll be sweetened a bit. But a number of our Acharonim disagree with that. The Aruch HaShulchan, this is one of the instances where the Aruch HaShulchan actually quotes the Mishnah Brura, references it, says, I'm referring here to the Mishnah Brura, which is of interest. But the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. He says, no, that's the way you drink tea and coffee. And Poskei Zmanein also say that it's not a problem to drink tea or coffee with the milk or the sugar in it. But this is certainly a very clear issa to eat or drink or to eat before tefillah. Often people say that, you know, on Shabbat they want to eat something before davening because, you know, it's a long time till the end of davening. It would be difficult, you know, not to go so long without eating. And it's not really because they're, you know, they want to pamper themselves, but it's almost like for health purposes. So there's a Bi'ur Halacha which addresses that. The Bi'ur Halacha says, person who's weak and can't wait till the end of the tefillah before eating. So in actual fact, what they should do is they should daven bichidut, they should daven by themselves at home, have something to eat, and then go to shul and listen to Kaddish and Baruchu and the other Dvarim Shebikdusha, the Kriyat HaTorah, if it's a laning day, etc. Meaning that, you know, if you're a person who, you know, you can't move, you can't do anything yet in the day till you've had something to eat, or you've had, you know, you're a very weak person, or you're on doctor's orders, you have to have a certain something to eat first thing in the morning, perhaps because of diabetes or something like that. And that's a reason to eat before tefillah. But otherwise, just because you're going to be hungry at the end of the tefillah, then daven earlier. And if the tefillah in shul is too late, and you don't want to daven b'chidut, so work things out, arrange things that the time of tefillah in shul should be at an earlier time, so that people can have something proper to eat at an earlier hour in the day. Next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll discuss the question of what's the earliest point in the day at which one can't have anything to eat. Ad kan.